Influencer Fast Track. From Zero to Influencer in the Next 6 Months. Author, Gundy Gabriel. The M Word. Marketing and growing a brand can be learned. There are step-by-step systems and proven methods to take your brand from little known to influencer famous. It doesn't have to take years or thousands of greenies. Best of all, it can be fun. No matter what your background, as an influencer, even in the making, you're now an entrepreneur. The most important skill of an entrepreneur is marketing, or the M word as I like to call it. Marketing is only scary if you don't know what to do. The Influencer Fast Track Factors. Internet magic. When you sell a product or a service through platforms like Amazon, eBay, Fiverr, Udemy, Etsy, iTunes, or Shopify, or you share your free content on Medium, YouTube, or iTunes podcasts, you're leveraging the huge worldwide audiences these platforms have built over years, much vaster than you could ever reach with your own website. Bestseller magic. Give yourself from 30 to 90 days to write that first book. A good average length is 15,000 to 30,000 words. And since you'll be an expert on your topic, a month is just right to finish at least the writing portion. Funnel magic. A sales funnel is a chain of products that lead a customer to your brand and products with the least resistance. In fact, sales funnels often start with a free product. If you include a free offer in your books to get subscribers for your mailing list, this will be a part of your funnel. Smart book marketers usually have at least one permanently free book as a lead magnet to draw more readers in. If those readers like the free book, they will usually buy more books by this author and gladly pay a higher price because they are now convinced that they will get the desired help and results. Step 1. The Goosebump Factor, aka branding. This is where it all starts, an irresistible, clearly defined brand that people will love and identify with, is composed of the following 5 goodies. Marketable sub-niche. A fast track, a must-have requirement for influencer success, is for you to find a sub-niche, a specialty that you can dominate, where you're perceived the top expert and go-to person that all the generalists refer to. Ideally, you already know your field quite well. If not, it's high time to find out. Start by subscribing to at least 10 top influencers in your field. Their blog, podcast, YouTube channel, or whatever their biggest platform is. Spend some time, at least a week or two, going through all their content, and very importantly, their comments. Comments can give you a goldmine of information because they often share frustrations, things that readers wish was available, problems they face, and the specific language they use. Compile a list of topics and areas that haven't really been explored yet, where you could leave your mark. You need to check whether that niche is marketable. An easy way to find out is Google. Google your, within parentheses, your sub-niche candidates, plus buy, one by one. You should see a lot of products results in ads. If you don't, it usually means that people might like the niche, but aren't willing to spend money. Obviously not a good choice. Target audience. The better you understand your audience, the easier it will be to connect with them. What you share and how you share it shouldn't be vague in general, but directed at your unique audience using the specific language they understand. Unique benefit. By this step, your unique benefit, or your unique value proposition, your UVP, will naturally evolve. You want to craft your elevator pitch, 1 to 2 concise sentences that describe what technique benefit you're providing, who it is for, and why only you can provide it. Notice I say benefit, not list of your features. Your audience is not interested in a list of products or features. They want to know, ideally in 10 seconds, what benefit they will gain from listening to you, how their lives will change and become easier through whatever help you offer. The IT factor. Do you have some brand-specific lingo, colors, a mascot? Do you have a cool name for your followers, one they will love to identify with? You'll feel your way through this and it will develop over time. But start from day one, and ask your audience for feedback. Let them choose occasionally when you pick a mascot or name or logo, for example. People love to share their opinion, and it's a great way to get them engaged both with you and others in the community. Your story. For your brand to become unique, it needs to be you. Your memorable story will draw people in. First, get them interested and overcome their skepticism. If they connect with your story and feel it relates to them, They will love to hear more. Step 2. Instant influencer. With that in mind, you want to structure your books in a certain way to not just sell a lot of copies, but also grow your brand and influencer status as a whole. You're now ready to plan out the 5 main ingredients for publishing success. Topic research. Find marketable topics on Amazon. This is crucial because if your topic is not popular, if only a small handful of people ever search for it on Amazon, you won't get enough traffic to make this fast-track blueprint work. Amazon SEO. SEO stands for Search Engine Optimization and refers to the ranking algorithm on internet platforms, including Google. The algorithm determines who ranks in the top spots, who gets the most traffic. When you enter such a phrase such as, I don't know, keyword, into the search bar and hit enter, you'll see many different results coming up. The ones at the top get the most attention naturally, and that's where your books need to show. Professional cover and title. Those two are by far the most important factors for people to buy your books. You need to look professional and convey the style of your brand. You also need to spend some time crafting a marketable, catchy title with the subtitle incorporating a few keywords. If this is new to you, take the time to learn it and run your titles by someone with a lot of experience. A power launch. There are a number of great Kindle promo services that will present your book to their large audiences, often hundreds of thousands of avid readers, for a nominal fee. All you have to do is book 2 to 3 every day for 7 days, and your book will start selling, no question. Step 3. Inspire your tribe. You have 3 channels to connect with your readers, each serving a different purpose: your mailing list, your social media, and your Facebook group. Growing a strong, vibrant community is the foundation of influencer status. That is what influence stands for, and that is why companies are willing to shelve out thousands of dollars for sponsorship, because a well-connected influencer can massively grow their sales numbers with just one tweet, social media post, or email. Step 4. Be everywhere. You want to show up everywhere so people start noticing you and begin to perceive you as a regular presence. One of the most powerful methods to achieve that is guesting in big blogs and podcasts. Guesting allows you to leverage peer and influencer audiences, both short and long term. Step 5. Go wide. Now's the right time to add a new platform. Pinterest boards and pins are very easy to rank in Google, SEO, and quickly open up another traffic source right there. Be sure to learn Pinterest marketing well, or hire an expert to get you going quickly. Same with Instagram, the ultimate influencer platform. To avoid overwhelm, I would focus on one new platform at a time. Really master it and grow a following quickly before adding any more, if at all, rather than jumping around and doing 5 new things all at once. The natural progression from books are online courses, and if you get the marketing right, they can become a passive income bonanza. As a best-selling author, you have it much easier than most, because you will automatically get qualified traffic, and most importantly, pre-qualified hot traffic from people who already know and like you and are conceived of your expertise. Step 6. Reach for the stars. To organize a Facebook event around your niche, start by reaching out to the major players in your industry and invite them to participate in a Facebook Live session, a 30 to 60 minute slot where you, or someone else, will interview them about a special technique they teach or something else they are well known for, followed by Q&A with the live audience. Facebook Live is great for that. You could also schedule 2 to 3 influencers together, having a lively conversation on a relevant topic, and let the audience participate with questions in the comments. Step 7. Be the star. You've seen them, the TV experts who elegantly swoop in and dazzle you with their insights. Every network has their pool of core presenters, with a few spontaneous additions depending on the topic. Producers are always on the lookout for interesting new experts to call in, often on a moment's notice. TV gigs are often unpaid, with rare exceptions for high-profile guests. The thrill lies in the enormous exposure and clout you get by appearing in front of millions of viewers. That is influencer magic, and can of course convert into additional book and product sales or client requests. To be considered, it is almost mandatory that you have a best-selling book that the host can briefly show when they introduce you. Keynotes and TED Talks are also a fun addition. You established yourself as an influencer. Now's the time to share your awesomeness with large audiences and add another active income stream to the mix. Not just through your speaking fees, but also through the books and products you can sell at these events. You can do it. I hope you feel inspired and can't wait to take action and plan out the next 6 to 12 months right now. You now know what to do. No matter who you are and what you do, you can make a difference in the world and inspire others to go beyond what they never thought possible. Step by step, continuously, and with a clear plan in sight now.